I read about two Australian composers working out of a backyard studio in Prahran. I remember one of them had started a company that made soundscapes for institutions like museums, libraries, zoos, aquariums, galleries, all over the world. I remember hearing this was good business. I read about the sound design the two composers did for the gorilla enclosure at San Diego Zoo in 1991. And he paid that. The first of its kind, a huge undertaking. One of the composers had flown to Central Africa to record mountain gorillas. It was important, he said, to capture them as they actually sounded in the wild, without mediation, so that when they were played through the zoo enclosure, would sound just like the real thing. But I remember the other composer describing all the work he had to do to make the recording sound that way, to distribute them properly across 111 speakers, triggered by a stack of 19 CD players, half the size of a room, that he had to edit out the sounds of cameras from all the other tourists who had travelled to Africa to encounter gorillas in the wild. I remember wondering about this impulse to capture nature. And to turn what you've captured into memories, knowledge, profit, music.